Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American, but also joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Busy week.
Yeah.
Even though we're faced with lots of closures and pandemic and everything else, the news flowed steadily this week, and we had a lot of stories that cropped up. Let's first talk about COVID. We still have some, Housatonic is reopening tomorrow on a hybrid basis, but as you do, I get the notices from Superintendent Lisa Carter. There are some classes that are going to be back to distance learning because of an outbreak in certain schools.
Yeah, and she does a great job. Some people have actually sent me things saying they shouldn't use form letters, but I think what she is doing is keeping people informed. Like North Canaan has the problems, and
absolutely.
And you know what? A plethora of information is much better than no information at all.
Yeah, absolutely. We know exactly what classes are in or out, and it's important to know. And she reiterates every time about washing hands and wearing masks, and I think that needs to be said very much. So that's always in the forefront these days, but lots of other things going on. Politics. Over in Sharon, your former colleague, Dale Jones, made a statement as a Republican. He was quitting the party because of all the stuff that's gone on, especially the insurrection at the Capitol this week. That was the final straw. And I understand that brought quite a few comments.
Well, I posted Dale's statement up, and yeah, easily between my page and the Sharon page, probably 150 comments, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them favorable, most of them favorable.
Yeah, it's not easy to do that, but he felt very strongly. And here in Kent, we lost Don Connery, a noted author and activist. Don was, as we know, very active in the Peter Riley case and getting him exonerated after he was convicted as a teenager of killing his mother back in the 70s. He was a Time Life reporter all over the world and a very influential part of the community. He really became very involved in every aspect of Kent and loved living here. We also talked to, there was a meeting in Falls Village, and Henry Todd talked about the gas station that's been waiting to open at the intersections of Routes 63 and 7, and Henry's frustration came out. He's just upset with all the bureaucratic red tape. As you know, anybody who's gone by there, it's been ready to open for months, but the red tape has caused yellow tape to be covering the entranceway, and hopefully they can get that open because there are no gas stations between Canaan and Cornwall, so this would be very helpful. Cornwall, speaking of Cornwall, has had a lot of meetings this week. One was an update on the sewer. They're trying to get this wastewater facility proposal up before the public, and now it looks like it'll happen this spring in a referendum. The substandard septic systems and wells in West Cornwall really need to be addressed, so the committee says, and they've been working on getting this facility up and at least before the public. And Planning and Zoning Commission in Cornwall is also working on a lot of amendments to the regulations, and they've been working on home business rules. Nowadays, with so many people working from home, they want to get those in appropriate state. So, as we said, lots going on. Tonight, we have a ceremony for Martin Luther King on Zoom, put on at Noble Horizons.
Yep.
Looks like Mary Ellen Baldwin and Michael Brown are going to entertain, and it sounds really good. I would encourage people to go on. It's at 5 o'clock, and you can Zoom in.
And yeah, and tomorrow we get back to normal, where there's Salisbury has the P&Z with a special meeting, Sharon Housing Authority, also the transfer station meets on Wednesday, but also with the Biden inaugural, they're asking cities and towns around the country to participate in a national memorial to remember and honor the lives lost to COVID-19. It'll take place at 5:30 on the 19th, and right now we know that St. Mary's is doing it, and St. John's, and I think other churches and towns are going to get involved in this. So,
going to be bell ringing and things like that.
Bell ringing and lighting of lights.
Lighting of lights
at 5:30, just to remember everybody that has lost their lives. And it's approaching 400,000. They say 500,000 by the time by February comes. Unbelievable.
It's inconceivable. Just unreal. And then Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow as well, am I correct?
Yes, they meet.
Yes, and then on the horizon, we are going to have the ski jumps. They're talking about setting it up and getting ready. So.
I recommended them to the Torrington area, the Torrington, the health department, and they came up with they can allow 400 people in. They have to stay 6 feet apart, and when people leave, other people can come in. The food venue was shut down, but they're going to have food trucks to replace that.
Oh,
there's no human dog sled race, but they are going to on that night they are going to have target jumping, and there's free admission, and then the rest stays the same. You just have to socially distant, and they'll allow no more than 400 people in at a time.
Wow.
And you know what, people there in the wintertime have face masks on anyways,
so. Right. Cold anyway, and
but it's nice. It's nice. I'll tell you what. It's nice that it's nice that they'll be able to do it, because people. It's a nice way to get outside and support SWASA
at the same time, and promote some normalcy in this crazy times when everything else has been shut down. So, I give credit to all these groups and organizations who are coming up with creative ideas to be able to keep on with what they're doing. Libraries are having all these talks and Zoom meetings, and boards of everything are meeting. So hats off.
Yep.
It's not easy. Not easy. And hopefully we can cover most of them.
All right, Ruth, I want you to have a good day today. And
Marcia, you too have a good week. And as we always say, stay safe and onward and upward.
You know, I got an invitation to one of the virtual events of the Biden administration, the inaugural.
Oh.
I have no idea why I got the invitation. I'm not going. I'm going to sit and watch I'm not going to watch Joe Biden. I'm going to watch the events on my TV. But it's funny, because I was a big Bernie supporter. Yeah, I did switch over and donate to the Democratic Party, but I think they made a mistake.
Well, I think maybe they listened to you promote some things, and good for you. Good for you.
All right, Ruth, I will check with you next week.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.